It's continuing post-game coverage here with Appleton Parkersburg volleyball coach Candace Clusby's a 3-1 loss here to DNH on the road tonight. Fall on this one, 25-17, 21-25, 25-16, 25-15, then 16, the fourth set. But you guys certainly battled tonight, right, against a very high-caliber DNH team. What are kind of your thoughts on this one? I know you won that second set, but unfortunately just not quite able to sustain that momentum in the third and fourth sets.
Yep, you know, after that second set, Dyke came out right away, pushing right away, and we just made too many errors kind of at the beginning there of that third set. And, the girls played really, really hard. They came in with a chip on the shoulder like we told them they needed to, and they came in with the confidence knowing that they could get it done. And so, honestly, they were toe for toe with them a lot of the sets, and then we just kind of gave up about 4 or 5 point runs, I feel like, in each of those sets. Other than that, I mean, they literally were point for point. It's just those 4 or 5 point runs are, it's really hard to come back from that against a good quality team.
Yeah, and in fact, I had DNH for 7-0 runs in both third and fourth sets, so certainly makes it tough there, but a lesson learned, right, when it comes to, you know, these errors and just kind of allowing things to unfortunately stack up in a way, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of what we talked about in the locker room afterwards, was just those runs was kind of, we had a lack of focus in different ways. Just hitters knowing where they got to bring themselves on the net based on what they have across the net and then what they have for swings and mixing up their swings and just kind of the lack of focus in that way. We had good, strong swings. We just weren't moving them as much as we needed to defensively.
All right. Again, you guys compete well with obviously the perennial power Dyke New Hartford team, and your first loss of the season always kind of reveals some things, right? But when it comes to maintaining that poise going in, you know, the rest of this week in practice, what are you hoping to see from your team as you hope to try to bounce back here now after your first loss of the year?
Yeah, you know, like we told them, we said you can either lose or you learn, and we're definitely going to learn from it. It definitely shows your weaknesses. Our back row serve receive, I was very proud of tonight. I felt that we serve received great. Our girls were getting Bella the ball in system as much as they possibly could. And so just kind of need to work a little bit more defensively. And then, like I said, just kind of mixing up our swings to keep people on their toes a little bit more. Are two big areas right now without watching it back that I can think of.
For sure. You mentioned the serve receive there. On the season as a whole, the serving, you've led the Central Division. I think it was 67 aces coming into tonight. So certainly some aggressive serving is paying off, right? Throughout this first part of the season, what have you liked as far as what you've seen from your service game?
Yeah, you know, we always talk that we want to be very aggressive from that service line. And so with that, we know we were going to take more errors with that, as long as our aces are kind of staying up there with that also. And then we're pulling them out of system as much as we can. I felt our serves were really good tonight. We needed to work a little bit more of the seams, and we didn't get that done. But for the most part, I felt our serving was pretty aggressive, and we were hitting our spots that we needed to.
All right, and when it comes to hopefully bouncing back, you'll be back in action here on Saturday. 7 of the 8 teams are going to be ranked going into that tournament.
Yeah.
Always a great home tournament that you guys put on, but what's your outlook for this coming Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see on Thursday when those come out, if all 8 are, with Ackley's win that they had last week against GR. You know, that home tournament is something that I've worked hard to build, to bring in some really tough competition, bringing in Ankeny Christian a couple of years ago to fill a spot, and then bringing in Don Bosco, another hard team, and then you got a 3A, you know, West Delaware team, and then the other number 1 and 2A, you got Denver. And so, again, you need to play those good quality teams. That is how you get better as a squad. And so, you know, you just got to push as hard as you can. And like we said, we're going to take practice up a notch here going forward, and just get more disciplined and focused when we get into these games. And Saturday's is just going to be a good test all around.
All right, bottom line, if you want to see good volleyball, head to the AP gym on Saturday afternoon. Coach, any final thoughts before we wrap this one up tonight?
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of the girls and the effort that they brought tonight. They, like I told them, they have nothing to hang their heads about. Yes, you wanted to come in here and you wanted to get one from them. And we would always like to walk away with a W, but we played hard, aggressive volleyball, which is what we asked of them. And so we're just going to take this and we're going to move forward and we're just going to get better from it. So as much as taking the loss tonight was hard, a lot of good positives came out of it.
All right, AP Coach Candace Clespies, appreciate the time tonight and best of luck here on Saturday.
Thank you.